This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Salam to our listeners. I'm Glab Lemoria, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Welcome to our Saturday news number
1116.
Today we'll be talking about Ram Navami. Baba tells us that it is wrong to think of Rama merely as a king who ruled India in some long forgotten past, or even just as one particular incarnation of God. The name Rama denotes the self, the divine in man. That was even before the birth of the Rama Avatar, and he was given that name because that is what represented. When we say Sai Ram, we are honoring that self in the person we are greeting. It is that self too that we should seek at Ram Navami. So before we hear from Professor Venkatraman with regard to Ram Navami, let's have a conversation. Here's one for you.
You take all the obstacles away, O Lord Gananatha. Obstacles away, O Lord Gananatha.
Take all the obstacles away, O Lord Gananatha.
You give me happiness, you give me auspiciousness.
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 You take all the sorrows away, O Lord Gananatha.
Take all the sorrows away, O Lord Gananatha.
You take all the obstacles away, O Lord Gananatha.
You take all the obstacles away, O Lord Gananatha.
There is no emptiness, there is no loneliness.
Offer my humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. This is the normal way in which all of us begin our activities. But I have a very special reason for doing so today, because I have some memories to recall. This day means something very special to me. Esteemed elders, dear sisters and brothers, and my dear students, today is celebrated as Sri Rama Navami. I'll narrate in a minute why Sri Ram Navami means something very special to me. But let me say that at least from now on, every day must become Sri Ram Navami for us. Maybe it is to remind us of that this morning started off like every other day, without a difference. When Swami is with us, if we remember him all the time, every day becomes Sai Rama Jayanti. Let me now go back to a very brief personal recollection before I share some thoughts with you relating to the special significance of this day. In 1996, almost to the day, maybe it was the 28th of March, it was Sri Ram Navami. Swami was in Vrindavan. I was there too. That morning, after darshan, when Bhagwan went into Trai, just before he entered, he stopped. I was going behind him. He turned to me and said, "This evening you speak." Swami came at 4 o'clock and I was asked to speak. I finished at 4:15. Bhagwan began his divine discourse at 4:15 and ended at 5:15. And then he said, "You see, I ended early. Do you know why? You have to go to Puttaparthi now." I was to assume charge as Vice Chancellor next morning in a very brief ceremony. And Swami was very considerate that I should come here before it became too dark. I will never forget that act of kindness. And I said how privileged I was to share that affection which he has showered on so many devotees in the past, going back all the way to Lakshmana, Bharata and Sabari. Of course, I don't stand in that league, but yet, where God's love is concerned, it reminded me that we all become eligible, undeserving though we may be. This is the occasion to remind ourselves of some incidents in the life of Swami when he came as Sri Rama. Many of these are well known, but there is one which is not so well known, at least I believe it is not well known, which however made a very deep impression on me when I first read about it. That is what I would like to recall first. It happened on the occasion when Vibhishana came over from Lanka and sought refuge, falling at the feet of Lord Sri Rama. As we all know, many people tried to tell Lord Rama that Vibhishana should be treated as an enemy agent and not be given refuge. And of course we also know that Hanuman was also asked to give his opinion. And Hanuman has always said, "Lord, you know everything, but since you ask me, let me tell you what I believe I know." And he gave his opinion about whether Vibhishana should be given sanctuary or treated as an enemy agent. After listening to all this, the Lord made a few profound statements. He began by saying, "I appreciate the concern many of you have for my security. I know how worried you are. But let me tell you a few things. If it is a question of annihilation of Ravana, really speaking, I do not need anybody's help. In fact, I do not have to invade Lanka. In fact, I could have finished him off from Ayodhya itself. But all this is being done in order to give you a chance to be a part of my mission." That was what he said then, and that is something we should all remember when we are seated before him now. But that's not all that he said. He said, you are attributing motives to Vibhishana. You are suspecting his intentions. You are entitled to do so, but as far as I am concerned, the moment he has surrendered to me, I have a duty to protect him. He may be faking, but that is not my concern. He may not have come here, he might have sought refuge from Lanka. Even then I am obliged to protect him. He might not have spoken it in so many words, that merely the thought might have flashed in his mind. Even then I am obliged to protect him. That is my dharma. And it is to protect dharma that I have come. And then the Lord narrates many stories, including that of his ancestor Sibi Chakravarti and so on. There is one more story which has remained forever embedded in my heart. It's a very beautiful story, a small story, and Rama narrates it in detail, but I'll give you just the gist because it is a very important story with a very profound message. The story is about two birds which live on a tree, and one day one of the birds flew off to pick some nuts or whatever, and there in the forest it was trapped in a net by a hunter. In the evening, there was a storm gathering, and the hunter comes to the very tree where the companion bird is perched, anxiously awaiting the return of its missing companion. And coming to that tree, the hunter says, "Oh tree, it looks like it is going to rain and there is going to be a storm. I seek your protection." And he sits down there. And this bird, which is caught in the net, whispers to its companion, "Hey, just fly away, otherwise you will get caught by this fellow." And the companion says, "No." And it comes down to the hunter and says, "You have come to this tree as a guest. Allow me to welcome you. I am a small bird. I can offer you only a few nuts. I have a few twigs. Please make a fire out of it. I know you are very hungry. So cook me in the fire and eat." And so saying, the bird sacrificed itself. And then Rama says, "Birds do not have to follow the dharma of humans. Yet, because the hunter came and sought protection, which he sought from a tree, not from the bird, the bird felt obliged to follow the dharma that you and I are supposed to follow. If I were to forsake my dharma, what would that bird in heaven say?" So saying, the Lord taught in his own beautiful way a wonderful lesson about the sustenance of dharma. The Lord comes to teach. He is always teaching. But does man listen? That is the question we have to ask. Allow me to fast forward and come to the year 1996, when in the month of May there was a summer course.
Let's have a small break here. Here's a song called Ram Bolo Sita.
Ram Bolo Sita Ram, Sham Bolo Radhe Sham.
Ram Bolo Sita Ram, Sham Bolo Radhe Sham.
Ram Bolo Sita Ram, Sham Bolo Radhe Sham. Shankar Shiva Shiva bol, Gauri Nath Maheshwar bol.
Har Har Shankar Shiva Shiva bol,
Gauri Nath Maheshwar bol.
Har Har Shankar Shiva Shiva bol,
Gauri Nath Maheshwar bol. Sarva Dharma Priya bol, Dharma Priya Sai Bol, Satya Sai Ki Jai Jai Bol.
Allah Bol, Ishwar Bol, Buddha Bol, Nanak Bol.
साई की जय जय बोल, राम बोलो सीता राम, श्याम बोलो राधे श्याम, हर हर शंकर शिव शिव बोल, गौरी नाथ महेश्वर बोल, सर्व धर्म प्रिय साई बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल, अल्लाह बोल, ईश्वर बोल, बुद्ध बोल, नानक बोल, स्वराष्ट्र महावीर यीशु बोल, सर्व धर्म की जय जय बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल, साई नाथ की जय जय बोल, साई नाथ की जय जय बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल, साई नाथ की जय जय बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल, साई की जय जय बोल, साई नाथ की जय जय बोल, साई नाथ की जय जय बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल, साई नाथ की जय जय बोल, सत्य साई की जय जय बोल। राम बोलो सीता राम,
Hi, if you need any further information in regard to the Saturday news program, you may contact me directly on 07-854-3272, Hamilton.
The theme of the summer course was Ramayana. To my knowledge, that was the first time when Ramayana was discussed in such great extenso, in a summer course at least. And there, Bhagwan described in detail the marriage of Paramatma and Prakriti. And in the course of that, he narrated how in front of the sacred fire, Rama was chanting various mantras, which the priest was saying first. And at one point, Rama did not repeat the mantra that the priest chanted. The priest thought probably he didn't hear what I said, so he repeated it. Second time also, Rama remained silent. Third time, Rama remained silent. This time the priest said, you are supposed to repeat it. Rama says, that is what you think. I am not going to repeat it. The priest says, why? If I repeat it, I will be taking a vow to fulfill the desires of my wife. As a king, I have my duty to perform. I belong to the royal lineage. For me, the people come first. It is their desires that must be uppermost in my mind. That was an amazing statement to make. And that is something that we must remember. Years have passed. Eons have passed. Yugas have passed. And we now come to the 20th of October 1940, where the Lord, wearing the form of a small schoolboy, again cast aside his so-called family responsibilities, declaring to the world that he had come to help humanity, to lead it from distress into joy and ananda. People did not quite believe. Many things happened. Slowly people started believing, but still there was disbelief. Even after he had established 2 or 3 colleges, when Swami said there is going to be a university here, there were not many takers for that idea. The university came. Then he said there is going to be a huge hospital here that provides tertiary care completely free. Once again, people did not believe. But the hospital came. And now the public woke up. This is amazing. He is doing all sorts of amazing things. Of course he was doing. The water projects came in a flow, like Ganges, one after the other. And a couple of months ago, when I was in Chennai on 21st January, along with Bhagwan, he was gracious enough to take me and a few others, along with his students. There we were in the huge auditorium where the Chennai Citizens Conclave was taking place. And guess what? No less a person than the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu was telling Swami, Baba, you must do this project. The project uppermost in my mind and dear to my heart is the cleaning of Kuvam. And by way of outdoing him, the Public Works Minister wanted three projects, not one. When I heard about the cleaning up of the Kuvam, I was smiling to myself. I asked myself, has the Lord come to clean up Kuvam? Is that his job? The Lord God has come in human form to teach us to clean up the Kuvam in our hearts. He has not come to clean up the Kuvam in Chennai. As Swami has said so many times on Buddha Purnima, pollution outside starts from pollution inside. You clean up the pollution inside, pollution outside will automatically glow up. If we clean our hearts, there would be no pollution, not only in Kuvam, anywhere in the world. That is the need of the hour. That is the message God has come to give us. Let us not trivialize Him by asking for silly things and petty things. Let us exalt Him. Let us realize that He is love personified, and let us in that process understand we are a spark of that love. It is only when we become love pure that we can merge, become one with Him. The Upanishads talk about Purnamadam Purnamidam. Oil cannot mix with water, only water can mix with water. So dear students, chanting the name of Sai Rama all the time, Harinam Gate Chalo, Sai Nam Gate Chalo, that's the way we should go through life. If we go through life, how can there be problems in this world? The world believes there will be problems. Man believes there will be only problems because that's all man knows how to create. But God has come to tell us how to wipe out those problems. Problems will get wiped out when we wipe the tears of the poor and see a smile in their face. Let us resolve to do that. And let us take this first step forward. This morning we had a wonderful hour and a half of Rama Bhajans, Sai Rama Bhajans. Let us be singing that all the time, silently. Let the iPods in us keep on singing that all the time. And let us go through life, rejoicing in His glory. How wonderful He looks. He looks younger than us. I get older and older every day. He's getting younger and younger. It's amazing. We should rejoice in this. We should revel in this. This is the day for feeling happiness and say we are going to conquer the world. This is the year of the Sarvadesh. And with love there is nothing that we cannot conquer. Feeling blessed, feeling happy to be in His divine presence. Let us resolve to do what He commands us to do. Let us say, Lord, we are waiting for You to speak. Tell us, and Thine will be done before You even complete the sentence. And I think we should now let Him speak. I hope He will. Let us wait and see. With this prayer, I thank You for Your patience. And let us all hope this will be a Ram Navami to remember. Jai Sai Ram.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that talk given by Professor Venkatraman on Ram Navami. As you know, Lord Rama is the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. The worship of Lord Rama is very popular among all Hindus, as is evident by the numerous temples dedicated to Him in India and all over the world. In the temple images, Rama is usually shown with His faithful wife Sita, devoted brother Lakshman, and His beloved devotee Hanuman. The life story of Rama and the main purpose of His reincarnation, that is to destroy the demon king Ravan, is described in the epic Ramayana. A study of epic Ramayana reveals the following theme. Rama represents an idle man. is conceived by the Hindu mind. In the story of Ramayana, Rama's personality depicts him as a perfect son, devoted brother, true husband, trusted friend, and ideal king. In images and pictures, Rama is shown carrying a bow and arrow. The bow and arrow convey that Ram is always ready to destroy evil and protect righteousness. He is himself an embodiment of Dharma. Sita symbolizes an ideal daughter, wife, mother, and queen, whereas Ram symbolizes standards of perfection that can be conceived in all the facets of man's life. Mother Sita presents all that is great and noble in womanhood. Lakshman symbolizes the idol of sacrifice. He leaves his young wife behind in the palace and chooses to accompany his brother Ram in exile. He sacrifices the amenities of his personal life to serve his elder brother. Hanuman, the great monkey hero, assists Ram in his battle with Ravan to rescue Sita, who has been kidnapped by Ravan. Hanuman symbolizes the qualities of an ideal devotee of God. So hope you enjoyed the talk. We'll see you next week. Saram to you all.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.